This morning, we're going to hear from the Women's Committee co-chairs about the workshops yesterday, a bit of a recap. We're going to have a brief presentation from our National Secretary Treasurer. We're going to get the spoken word report back from the artists who have been here with us this week and shared and learned from all of you and heard your experience. They're going to report back to us in some spoken word. And then we're going to have an opportunity to have a discussion with leaders in the union about how we build on the momentum that's been created here this week and how we move forward to strengthen bargaining structures and strategies to make real gains for sisters, gains that we know will have benefits for our brothers. So before we get started, I'd just like to turn the chair back over to Sisters Helen and Sedalia, who are going to recap yesterday's session for us. Sisters?
Yesterday afternoon, Hélène and myself have met with the various moderators in order to prepare the reports on workshops. In the workshops, yesterday we had to look at various strategies. You came up with all kinds of suggestions. We will try to summarize them. So I'm going to give you a list, but it's not according to any priority. When it came to communication, you said that we need to publish the conference report as soon as possible. And Candace also mentioned that. We also need to maintain the links we've established by using Skype, Facebook, amongst others. We also need to meet at other conferences. We also need to be in touch through an email list. On the registration form, you remember, we've asked you to give us your email address, so we're going to use this in order to set up that email list. We should also use the QP website in order to coordinate various measures in order to make more gains for women. And it would also be useful to post, always on our website, the various clauses that can be used in collective bargaining. Resources. This is so easy and important. We need money and other types of resources to promote bargaining for women. We need to have resources at all levels of the union, federal, national, provincial, and in the locals. We also need to promote equity within the union structure through the Women's Committee. We also need to reinforce the committees. We need to include all women, young women, racialized women. We also need to ensure that all the other sisters are aware of what is going on. It would be to the advantage of the sisters if we could establish links between the National Women's Committee and the Provincial Women's Committees. The way this national conference was prepared, it could be used as an example for the provinces where they'd also like to deal with a similar topic. And you also said that you'd like to have a similar conference in 2012.
General areas where actions came out of yesterday's workshops. On the broader area of education, which would involve both the Union Development Department and the Equality Department of CUPE and every other part of CUPE structurally, that there was a suggestion in more than one workshop that with equality, the Union Development prepare and support an employment equity conference, a national employment equity conference. There was also some recommendations that came out for actions around changing the culture of bargaining, and that there could be some courses developed as a first step. The point was that the best bargainers aren't necessarily the ones that can thump the table the loudest, or be the most threatening, or have the most endurance and be able to bargain around the night, that there's a real need to look at alternative methods and family-friendly methods for bargaining. There's also a need to make sure that bargaining women's equality is integrated not just in equality courses, in the bargaining courses, and in any other course that can be integrated with. Also, there was a mention of the Prairie School, the CLC's Prairie School for Women, and people thought that that might be another model to explore for women and supporting women's bargaining, that we could have both national and regional women's schools like the Prairie School. And under the umbrella of political action, which the sisters, I'm very proud to say, won't forget, that in addition to electing more labor-friendly politicians who support public services, we need to elect more women in general to politics at all levels, and also more CUPE women at all levels. We need to expand the living wage campaigns in our regions, those regions that don't have one, to begin one, and to work with our CUPE locals, our CUPE councils, our CUPE divisions, as well as federations of labors, the Canadian Labor Council, and labor councils in our local communities. We need to also lobby and hold labor-friendly politicians accountable, and we need to be relentless about this. I like that part. In terms of structural changes, there were several recommendations that came out. One is that we need to investigate more coordinated bargaining structures, because we know, and we heard from Terry Preston's report, for example, on Wednesday morning, around the incredible increases for women that were achieved through coordinated bargaining. It's a good process, it's a good structure that actually will help women gain better wages and better benefits. We need better representation of women in all structures of CUPE. And I'd love to hear more discussion about that and all of these after we finish this morning. I'm not the finish, after we finish the first reports, when we hear from you. We also need better representation and proportional representation of women on bargaining committees. We need to somehow update the outdated bylaws that actually have systemic barriers for women's participation in locals. We also need clear language bylaws that are developed through an equality lens. And the last area on general action steps that could be taken are resolutions. This conference is taking place at an ideal time, because the division conventions are about to begin in March across the country, through March through, I think, June. There'll all be a division convention. And, of course, our national convention is here in Montreal in October. So we want to ensure that there are resolutions developed under the main themes that have come out of this conference. And as the Sedalia and I discussed this, as co-chairs of the National Women's Committee, we're going to have a meeting at the end of this morning at 12 on adjournment with the National Women's Committee to identify those and get the resolutions developed. And we hope to have those developed in the next 2 or 3 weeks so that they can be forwarded to all the regions, and they might be able to be modified for inclusion in resolutions for division conventions. I know we've probably already missed Alberta. Yeah. But that's important, that there's actually concrete steps that we can take. Also, that we need to, there's other resolutions that will come out of some of the other areas that we can forward to the email list, for example, so that you can pick up the ones that are relevant to what is needed in your own home communities. So those are general topics that we can take in terms of action steps. Do we want to add what you think may have been missed and what other ideas might come to you this morning? And if you could also note that at the back are all of the flip chart needs and opportunities that came out of the workshops yesterday. And you can reflect back on Wednesday morning's workshops on this wall, where we talked about the five different areas that are important to women's bargaining.
Well, thank you for that. Some really great ideas coming out of that. Thanks so much. I was a bit remiss this morning because we have a special guest in the room. The CLC Executive Vice President is with us this morning, Sister Barb Byers. So, Barb, where are you? Yay! Thank you for coming, Barb. My apologies.